If all goes as planned, some federal lands proposed for mining in the upper reaches of some of the region's more scenic coastal streams will be withdrawn from the possibility of mining. We're talking the Smith River and several other streams. The withdrawal process is multifaceted and multi-stepped, and the steps include opportunities for public input, including at a meeting tomorrow evening in Gold Beach, followed by another in Grants Pass on Thursday night. A public comment window remains open until the end of the month. So let's talk about the subject of the comments and the process. Grant Werskel is the co-executive director of the Smith River Alliance, and he joins us by phone. Grant, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Drop back a bit and give people who do not know the Smith River an idea of its uniqueness.
Well, this is one of our most extraordinary wild and scenic rivers in the nation. In fact, I think there's more miles designated wild and scenic on the Smith River than nearly any other river in the contiguous United States. But everything that you would think about in terms of a wild and scenic river, you know, water that you actually want to get into, it's so clear, and the snorkeling and beautiful things that you see when you dip underneath or you float on top, fabulous salmon and steelhead fishing, recreation opportunities throughout. Just one of our most amazing wild and scenic rivers in the nation.
And no dams anywhere on the Smith?
Well, that's right. And, you know, and that really carries a lot in California. It's been considered kind of the gem of California wild and scenic rivers now for, you know, probably going on 50, 60 years. So it's an amazing place. And, you know, that really speaks to the travel and tourism part of our economy here in the county. It is the single largest component of our economy. Travel and tourism, and with Redwood National and State Parks along the banks of the Smith and the National Recreation Area, it's really kind of the complete package. And of course, you've got the coast. So what's not to like about it?
Really? How many different forks of the Smith are there, and do they all originate in California, or there is some headwater land in Oregon too, isn't there?
Well, that's right. There's three major forks, and really this issue of strip mining, let's focus in on that. Is more about the North Fork, and you're looking at some 50, 60,000 acres in Oregon of the Smith River, and then that abuts some forks of the Illinois River, Rough and Ready Creek tributaries, and those lands, as well as lands on Hunter Creek and Pistol River, have been targeted for strip mining. And that's really what has precipitated such enormous outpouring of concern. And as you brought up in your intro on the subject, the possibility and the recommendation of mineral withdrawal to prevent new mining claims. But it's that part of the Smith that's in Oregon that is really vulnerable to this threat, because the Smith River in California, the acreage of the Smith has already been withdrawn from new mining claims. So it's what is vulnerable is the part of the Smith that's in Oregon, and then also the headwaters of the Illinois, and then those other two really important coastal streams, Pistol River and Hunter Creek.
Both of which are closer to Gold Beach, Oregon.
Yeah, thank you for that geographic location. But they're also very significant for salmon and steelhead. And the other thing, you know, you heard me speak about for Del Mar County, how important travel and tourism is. That is absolutely true here along the entire coast. All of the chambers of commerce, actually, from Gold Beach all the way down to Klamath, have all teamed up, and they kind of coined the area Wild Rivers Coast. For all those reasons that, you know, travel and tourism is huge for all these communities, you know, with the Rogue being one of the original wild and scenic rivers included in the federal system. And so it's just, you know, we're all in it, and we feel that there is so much to lose and really nothing to gain.
All right. So the proposal here about withdrawing land from the possibility of mining is, let's see, it's 5,216.18 acres of BLM land and something north of 95,805 acres of national forest land. It's a multi-stepped process. Can you kind of work us through the steps, Grant?
Well, yes, I can. And so actually, let's just step back. Last summer, the mining company, it's a venture capital firm that's kind of behind it, out of the United Kingdom, a foreign company. They sought to secure water for additional test drilling in the headwaters of the Smith. some ways, I guess you might say, I'm kind of grateful that they went for that, because what it did is it galvanized opposition to the idea of strip mining in these areas. And so then I think we should thank our elected representatives, Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley, Congressman DeFazio, and from California, Congressman Huffman. They introduced legislation saying, hey, these lands should be withdrawn, basically the acreage that you said, from future mineral entry and future mining claims. And so that legislation was introduced in Congress and in the nation's Senate. And then the administration followed with this request to an administrative process to withdraw these lands from mineral entries. And they made that for 5 years. So that's what people will comment on. There's an initial two-year segregation period where nothing can happen. That's right now. But what people are commenting on is for the administration's proposal to withdraw these lands from future mineral entry for the next 5 years. And I'm actually encouraging people in their comments to recommend for 20-year mineral withdrawal. And so during that time, you know, the communities can talk among themselves and talk about, you know, what would long-term protection look like. But certainly 20 years is a sufficient amount of time to work through that, and that prevents any new mining claims.
We're talking about the withdrawal of land from the consideration for mining in the upper reaches of the Smith River, in addition to the Hunter Creek and Pistol River on the Oregon and Northern California coast. Grant Werskel's on the line with us. He's the co-executive director of the Smith River Alliance. This is a conversation you can join. Exchange your ideas with us about what's going on with these lands and the rivers in question. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Grant, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I heard the phone moving a bit. I wasn't sure if we'd lost you or not. Good, you're still here. So this you mentioned you're pushing for a 20-year withdrawal. This is really meant to be an administrative hold just for now while legislation is passed. It's really just a sort of a stopgap measure?
Yeah, I think that's a correct way of referring to it. So it's a stopgap measure, no new mining claims. And, you know, so that does mean that any claims that exist would still have to go through their own validity process before anything could happen on them, and there would be some public review and scoping on that.
All right, that's a big one, because I noticed that comes up a couple times in the wording just from the record of decision filed in June. Subject to valid existing rights is the term that pops up a couple of times, meaning that if there's been a claim already staked, that that they can potentially move forward with those?
That's correct. And, you know, that's just the way that it is as provided through the 1872 mining law. Let's keep in mind that the law was created a very long time ago, and it was really intended to facilitate mining. But, you know, in a way, that sort of takes me back. You know, you have these just extraordinary wild and scenic rivers. I mean, Hunter Creek, Pistol River, the headwaters of the Smith, the headwaters of the Illinois. When the Federal Wild and Scenic Rivers Act was created, and I think that was Lyndon Johnson back in the 60s, really they launched the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act with highlighting how really we have incredibly impacted our nation's rivers. So we just have so very few. And I think a direct quote from Lyndon Johnson was, "An unspoiled river is a very rare thing in this nation today." That was in 1968. So here we have some of our premier wild and scenic rivers, the Smith, as we talked about earlier, the Illinois, tributary to the Rogue. The idea, just simply the idea that we would locate a strip mine in their headwaters, you know, we find it horrifying. And I'm actually proud of our community. We've got our Board of Supervisors strongly in opposition to any type of strip mining within the watershed of the Smith.
That's in Del Norte County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but basically, the Del Norte County Board of Supervisors, they're basically saying, we don't want it wherever it is. And same with our city council. And we have water districts which are taking very strong positions against this. We're not hearing from anybody in Del Norte County that thinks this is a good idea. So, you know, it's really great to see that, you know, partnership among all these really very, very diverse entities. And so that's, you know, that's encouraging to see the response. But, I mean, here are these, you know, the best, some of the finest rivers in our nation. The idea of locating strip mining in their headwaters, it makes no sense.
I noticed the Curry County Board of Commissioners went on record in favor of the withdrawal as well.
Right.
So you got both sides of the state line represented there. How far along had any work progressed on existing claims, Grant?
Well, there's actually, I think that the testing, the addition, well, there's been work, there's been initial work, and there's been proposals for additional test drilling. And that's what really brought in such a wave of concern and criticism last summer, because additional water was needed for the test drilling. But there is a substantial amount of work to be done for proving up any claims of that type.
Proving up meaning you have to show that there's some economic viability?
Exactly. Yeah, the validity that you referred to.
Mm-hmm. Are there any loose ends hanging out there at this point, Grant? I mean, headwaters regions of the Smith that remain unprotected?
Well, that which is addressed in this recommended withdrawal area, that is the area that is vulnerable. And that would be true then for Rough and Ready Creek, tributary to the Illinois, which is also a wild and scenic river. But it's that part in Oregon that is vulnerable. So that's what really has Californians and Del Norte County residents and agencies alarmed. I think that's the appropriate word. So, you know, again, back when the request was made by the strip mining proponents last summer for water for additional test drilling, they received comments from the State Water Resources Control Board opposing water for those purposes for testing against strip mining. They received letters from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife and our overall umbrella agency, the resources agency as well. So once again, you know, I think it's a real up. I think it's going to be a tremendous uphill battle to see strip mining ever happen there. I mean, about 20 years ago, a Canadian company proposed to strip mine in the part of the Smith in California, and that's what precipitated the Smith River National Recreation Area being established by the 101st Congress. And the Attorney General of California actually entered into the campaign and fight against strip mining. So, you know, it's going to be a long haul, but there's going to be incredible opposition from this side of the border to any type of strip mining that's proposed.
We're talking about scenic rivers and proposals to mine and proposals to withdraw lands from mining. That one is currently on the books and headed toward the end of a comment period at the end of September. Grant Werskel is the co-executive director of the Smith River Alliance. The Smith is one of the rivers that would get additional protection, along with Hunter Creek and Pistol River on the Oregon side, Rough and Ready Creek also on the Oregon side. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. There'll be meetings tomorrow night. We'll talk about tomorrow night and on Thursday night in Gold Beach and Grants Pass, in that order, 800-838-3760, our phone number anywhere in the listening area. And you can also exchange ideas with us via email, jx@jeffnet.org, our email address. So tell us about the meetings tomorrow and Thursday, Grant.
So tomorrow, that would be at the Curry County Fairgrounds, and these meetings start at 5 and would last until 8. You would only have up to 2 minutes to make a comment, but let's be clear, you could make a very quick comment in a very meaningful way, just being in support of the mineral withdrawal and, you know, add permanent protection of some type yet to be determined. The second meeting Thursday, that will be at the A&G Basker Auditorium, that's on 6th Street in Grants Pass, 600 Northwest 6th Street. And, you know, if for some reason people cannot make those meetings, but they would like to weigh in, we certainly hope that they will, they can go to our website, and there is a way there electronically to submit your comment to the state director for BLM. And that would probably be, rather than trying to provide an address, that would probably be the best way for people to reply and engage if they're unable to attend one of those public meetings. But we hope that they we hope that they will attend.
These are both can't-miss venues. The fairgrounds in Gold Beach are very well marked west of 101, just south of the middle of Gold Beach. The Ann Basker Auditorium sits right in front of City Hall and the County Courthouse. Just find yourself at 6th and A Streets in Grants Pass, and you found the Ann Basker Auditorium. That, again, is Thursday night's meeting, the Gold Beach Curry County Fairgrounds Wednesday night's meeting. Let's take some calls. Here's John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking Smith River mining withdrawal with Grant Werskel. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. I'm asking you, has there been any consensus over this? Has each side given in on something? And this doesn't just apply to your mining issue. This could apply to timber, fish, wildlife, just about any environment. And over the years, do you get a sense that each side has kind of been willing, each side, not just one side, but each side, you know, it's like in a marriage, you know, if the husband and wife are both absolutely determined to have their own way and are not willing to give in at all, the marriage probably isn't going to last very long. Anyway.
All right, so some sense of compromise. Right. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. Grant, what can you tell us about that process?
Oh, I would say an absolute yes to this gentleman's question. And the compromise is reflected in the many, many, many areas where mining is allowed, strip mining. In fact, there is a strip mine that occurred in the area of Riddle in Oregon. And
that's the old Hannah Nickel mine, which was later Glenbrook, yeah.
Thank you for your background knowledge. Right on. So that was, you know, a pretty serious environmental problem area. But the point is, there are many areas where mining is allowed. But the counterpoint is that, excuse me, thank you very much, but not in the headwaters of our finest wild and scenic salmon streams. No thanks. You know, when you have the best in the nation, you don't trash them. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of compromise. And in fact, you know, I will just add one comment about we've seen, you know, recently in the press just over the last 12 months or so about some just terrible spills related to mines that were either abandoned some time ago or in remediation. And, you know, the animus in the San Juan River, did you see the color of those in the news clip?
Oh, it looked like some kind of awful soup.
I know it. And then there was that earlier one in West Virginia, the chemical spill associated with Elk River, and there
right.
was about a 7,500-gallon spill there. And that water could only be used for flushing toilets and fighting fire during that contamination spill.
It was not drinkable, that's
for
sure.
Oh, my God. It's just, you think about that and, you know, how dependent our economies are on the health of these rivers. It's just, anyway, so, yes, compromise has happened. And that's what we've had since 1872 in terms of, you know, hey, let's do it wherever we want. So we have to be, you know, incredibly careful about where it's allowed.
Grant Werskel is the co-executive director of the Smith River Alliance. We are talking about the proposal to withdraw land from mining consideration in the upper headwaters of the Smith, also Hunter Creek, Pistol River, and Rough and Ready Creek. Here is Ann in Port Orford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, this is Ann, and I'm just calling in from Curry County to support what Grant's saying and saying we all live downstream over here, and that's one of the reasons people are so concerned. Gold Beach gets its water from the Rogue, which is about 100 miles downstream of where the mine would be on Rough and Ready Creek. I have a friend who did research on all the wells in Lower Hunter Creek and Pistol River, and there's about 266 residences and ranches that get their water from very shallow aquifers. So we're really thinking about that in terms of clean water and also in terms of the salmon that are so important for our economy that come through. So just like Grant was saying, here in Curry County, being downstream, we're thinking about we don't want these polluting mines at the headwaters of so many of our finest rivers. So just wanted to put that in.
All right. Thanks for that, Ann. Appreciate it. Now, Grant, you had been advocating that people push for a 20-year withdrawal. This point is set up to be a 5-year administrative withdrawal to give Congress time to pass legislation. Is your concern that legislation would not pass within the next 5 years?
Well, yes, I think that's correct. And also, you know, there's so much effort that goes into an administrative process like this, and time moves quickly. So I just feel like, well, why not you know, provide that additional interim protection. So right on. And I think, you know, Ann's comments were excellent. I'm really grateful she called in.
Now, we're talking about the withdrawal from mining. What other activities are included in administrative withdrawals like this?
Well, principally it is around mining. And it doesn't affect aggregate mining, but it is intended to withdraw that opportunity for additional new claims.
So they get aggregate mining, in other words, people could still get gravel out of the river for paving and things like that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a different process.
Mm-hmm. And what about timber or any other extractive activities?
It has no bearing on that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, all those right. There's other laws and rules that govern that, and this is about the 1872 mining law.
Okay. The comment period closes, is it September 28th on this?
Yes, it is September 28th. And again, if people want to, if they're unable to attend and they want to write in, they can visit the Smith River Alliance website. That would be smithriveralliance.org. And there's a way to comment through our website.
Okay, and we have the links available on jeffexchange.org as well for people to find their way through to the. It's essentially the Oregon BLM office that is handling the input of these. And the meetings, again, will be tomorrow, September 9th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the fairgrounds in Gold Beach. And then the next night, 5 to 8 p.m., so Thursday night, September 10th, at the Ann Basker Auditorium in Grants Pass. Will you be there at either one or both of those meetings, Grant?
I will be at both of those meetings.
Okay, so a chance to meet Grant and a chance to get yourself heard. Now, just 2 minutes apiece, right?
That's right, 2 minutes apiece. And I just really appreciate how informed you've been on this, Jeff. Great to be on your program.
All right, take care, Grant. Good to talk to you.